I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ready!
Buffalo Bills game day on the Buffalo Bills radio network.
All right, here we go, here we go. We got to have a drive.
23 left, 23 left.
Will. 1, 2, 3.
It's the Overtime Show. Here's Nate Geary and Joe DiBiase.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the New Wave Energy Overtime Show, powered by New Wave Energy, your local energy provider. I'm Nate Geary, hanging out with you for the next 2 hours, breaking down another Bills victory. The Bills figure out a way to get to their eighth win on the season. They're 8-3 for the first time since 1996. Or formerly known as Bill Clinton's re-election year. That's good. I'll be breaking down the good and a little bit of the worrisome over the next little while, and then I will pass it to you. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550.
When did you say the Bills were 8-3 for the first time since?
1996.
They were 8-3 last year.
They were 8-3 last year?
Yes, they were. They were 9-3 after the win against the Cowboys.
That's Google's wrong then. I looked up at Google. Are you sure?
Yes. I have the Pro Football Reference page right up here right now. Bills won their Week 12 matchup with the Broncos last year 20-3 to improve to 8-3.
Yeah.
Then the next week they played the Cowboys, beat them, and went to 9-3 before facing Baltimore and falling to 9-4.
Yep. Yeah. No, and that would have been the Dolphins game, right, that they won to go to 8-3?
The Dolphins game was 7-3.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Yep. Okay. Nope. Never mind. Don't worry about me or my Googles.
Speaking of Baltimore, who I just mentioned, some breaking news out of Baltimore. Willie Snead has now tested positive for COVID-19. The seventh projected starter on the Baltimore offense to test positive. So the eighth straight day of at least one positive test for the Ravens. Not good when looking ahead towards Tuesday night's game. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know how they're going to do it at this point.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah, I don't know how they play that game. That's just ridiculous at this point. But anyways, focusing on this game anyways and the Bills' 27-17 victory, I want to get into a little bit of my main concern coming out of this football game. I will let you know that currently there are 4 phone lines open. So give us a shout, 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. I know that you're going to want to hear from me before you call in so that you can tell me how wrong or how right I am. So let me just tell you how I feel after this Bills win. I feel good. The Bills are 8-3. I'm just kidding. I have more than that. But, you know, part of the exciting thing about this Bills team, and I've said this in weeks past, and I'll continue saying it because we have yet to see them play a full four-quarter game, I'm sorry, on offense, defense, and special teams. Over the last 3 games, the Seahawks, the Cardinals, and the Chargers, I've watched a Bills defense take incremental steps, one after another, continuing to get better on defense. And I said this on pregame, and I'll hammer it home right now. If the Bills get the defensive performances that they got against the Cardinals, that they got against the Seahawks, and more importantly, that they got today against the Chargers, the Bills are going to be in a really, really good spot moving forward. Really good spot. Like, they are in a fantastic spot if the defense continues playing the way that they did today. Special teams right now is the best unit they have on this team. So it's the offense, which, let's be honest, right? The offense right now is driving the train. They're driving the train offensively. They're the ones scoring the points. And, you know, for me, It's hard to poke holes in that. But what I'm going to say is they are continually keeping football teams in the game. They're keeping teams in the game each and every week. And until they can finally just bury the hatchet and just beat a team through four quarters, I'm going to continue to find ways to poke holes because there are holes to be poked right now. With that said, you know, I've got to hand it to the defense. They continually, they're just finding new ways to be more efficient and to just be, frankly, better. They're getting off the field on third down. They put a Chargers offense that is pretty darn good on their heels all game. You made the, I think, eventual rookie of the year look pretty pedestrian today. I mean, there was a lot of throws he missed, but it's not like he just missed them out of nowhere. I think the Bills were in really good position a lot of times. And they made their plays, but every offense is going to make plays in the our Lord's year 2020. With the way that offenses are playing and how offense is being played across the league, that is something that I think we all need to get used to. As teams are going to get their points, they're going to get their yards. Can the Bills hold them to enough to give their offense a chance? I think week in and week out, that'll be the question. What I'm starting to concern me about this team is what they did in the second half today is what they did in the second half last week, but what they did in the second half last week offensively is why they lost that game last week. And I know some of you don't agree with me that when I say the Bills' defense did not lose them that game last week, and it was their offense going five drives for 33 yards, and in between that, on one of those drives, had 35 yards in penalties. So the offense is getting out to really hot starts. And then they just sputter away. And they come out hot to start the second half almost every week. They did that this week. They did that today, I should say. They scored on their first drive of the second half. And then we didn't see from them. We didn't see them again until Tyler Bass kicked a field goal. So part of my concern is we know that won't work against Kansas City. In fact, it didn't already. That won't work against Kansas City. And it's probably not going to work against the Steelers. So what is it? What are we then? Like, what are they? If their game is good enough to beat the Chargers, which it is, and it's good enough to beat some other AFC teams, maybe it's good enough to beat the Titans. I'd like to see the Bills get another test against the Titans. After what we saw in that first matchup, I don't think it'd be the same, although they looked awfully good today. This is a team right now that needs to find a level of consistency in their offense, and they need to find ways to stay on the field offensively. In the same way that the defense needed to find ways to get off of it, the offense needs to find ways to extend and stay on the field for the second half during these drives. Otherwise, they're going to be a team that is a very early exit in January. And part of what I'm regurgitating is my post-game column, which you can check out at WGR550.com. And a lot of this is mentioned in there, that they are far closer right now to the 2020 Cleveland Browns than they are the 2020 Kansas City Chiefs. And that's fine, because the Browns are 8-3, and they're second in their division, and they're going to make the playoffs. But short of playing the Browns, I don't like the Bills in a lot of those matchups if their offense is going to play the way that it's played in the second half of games almost all season. There is a script on this Bills team. In wins, they start fast, and then they slow down. And it can be in the rest of the game, and they may not find it. Some games they do. Some games they rekindle it on the final drive that gives them the opportunity to get the go-ahead score and win a football game. And that's fine, but it's not sustainable. It's not. Every year, we do this exercise where we say, okay, which teams won the most one-score games in the previous season? Because that's my bet on a team that was in the playoffs last year that'll likely miss it this year. Winning a ton of one-score games is not a model for long-term franchise success. You're gonna because what you're gonna end up tossing a lot of those games up to fate, right? Up to luck, up to a bounce, up to a one throw. Your margin for error becomes so much smaller in games like today, where you turn the ball over three times in a stretch of seven plays. With all that said, ton of positives out of this game. The running game finally came back. I thought it was balanced. It wasn't elite, and it was borderline inefficient, but it was good enough today that this team seems like, and Brian Daboll and this offense seems like, based on the opponent, they can change their identity. And I think that's important, that they're flexible, that when they face a team who struggles to defend the run, like the Chargers are, they can change who they are and be a 55-45 team running to pass like they were today. 2 weeks after they were 80-20 pass to run. So they can change. They can be multiple. They can win in different ways offensively. But what they haven't found out how to do is maintain a level of efficiency through four quarters. And they've got five games to figure it out. And, you know, I've got some faith that they'll get it figured out based on what I've seen them be at their best. But this league isn't, we don't judge people on how good they play for two quarters. We don't judge teams on how good they play in the first quarter of the season. We judge them at the end of the season. And much like this Bills team, my concern is that without finding that level of consistency that they have not found on offense this year yet, that they could be a one and done like they were last year. And for me, my expectations have been raised. In fact, every game they win, it sort of feels like my expectations continue to move up. And I think they should. I think all of our expectations should continue to be, that bar needs to be raised each year, because that's who they are now. They're a good football team. They're a team that is built for long-term sustained success. Brava. We're all happy about that, because it has been a long time since you could say that about a Bills team. But with that said, this season would be incredibly disappointing on a one-and-done in the playoffs. It would be borderline worst case scenario right now. The worst case scenario for this season is the Bills go 8-8. I get that. The second worst thing is they slide into the playoffs and they lose in the first round, because that's not what this team was supposed to be this year. So I don't know. I'm optimistic, but I'm also finding myself wanting more. And I think that's fine. And I think we should all want more. I think we should all want that. So I'm just here today saying it, that we want a little more offensively and we want to see more consistency. And as soon as we stop doing that, as soon as we stop looking for that, I think that this team's not going to, like, if we stop doing that, they're, you know, what are we doing essentially? It's no different than in years past. So for me, good. Keep finding ways to win. That's important, because at the end of the day, the wins are truly how you're judged. But when you start applying the way you win to trying to win in January, well, then that's where my conversation's starting, is what this looks like in January. And maybe I'm looking ahead too far, maybe I'm not, but it is definitely a valid concern to have, and I know I'm not the only one that has it. 803-0550, the number to call. I got one more open phone line. Let's go to Nick in Lancaster. Nick, you're on the Overtime Show.
Thanks for having me on.
No problem, man. Go ahead.
My problem with the Bills is that we make too many turnovers and mistakes of bad reads by Allen on throws. We're not going to get away with this stuff against good teams, like maybe even the Niners.
Yeah.
And my problem is that we might not even win our division. Or if we do, we're not going to win in the playoffs.
Well,
just because of those mistakes.
I think the mistakes are one thing, Nick. I'm less worried about interceptions. Like, interceptions to me aren't something that, like, I think are critical. I mean, they can come at critical times, don't get me wrong. But I don't view interceptions as the mark of a poor offense. What I view is just their ability to stay on the field, to extend drives when they need to in the third quarter, when a team is generating momentum like they did today, like in the second half when you're up 24-14 and they score, right? And they go, and it's 24-17. I need you to go down the field and score again. Like, not go three and out and kick the ball back to a team who has found themselves in the second half. So it's less, Nick, about the interceptions for me and far more about the offense as a whole staying on the field and finding more success, getting themselves into scoring position more often. Because right now, although they're scoring a lot, all of those points are coming in the first and second quarter. And that's just fact. So the third quarter, I would be happier, Nick, if they threw more interceptions but found ways to stay on the field more frequently, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, Nick. Appreciate it. Let's go to Jack in Cheektowaga. Jack, you are on the Overtime Show. Welcome, Jack.
Hey, how you doing? You know what?
Good, man.
Today, you know what? I'll be honest with you. A win's a win, but we can't keep playing to the caliber of team that we're playing. If we're playing a good team, we seem to want to show up sometimes. When we play mediocre to bad teams, we play to their caliber. We cannot be going in. I mean, today's Bills team looked like a three-win team. They didn't compete the way you would expect a team that is in contention to make a run at it. They didn't compete that way. I like the ability that we can, you know, switch our game plan and, you know, become the identity that we need to play against the defense offensively. But defensively, it seems to be every time we get up in a game, they decide to go back to a prevent D and allow the team to rack up yardage, eat the clock, and put points on the board. We need to be more aggressive when it comes to our, you know, our third quarter on defense. I mean, offense, yes, needs to stay on the field, but defense needs to stop the accumulation of third points.
Sorry, Tyreek Hill just scored again. I need to go to break now because I need to recompose myself. I can't believe he has 260 yards and 3 touchdowns.
It's insane.
In a game that I am
absolutely incredible.
I'm at a loss, really.
Completely just take away from that phone call, but
it was a great, and I'm sorry because it was a good phone call, but I'm beside myself.
Tyreek Hill is going to save me for guillotine this week by himself. He's now got 41.6 points for me in the guillotine league for WGR. Sorry to rub it in to your face, but this is huge for me because all week I've been telling Jeremy and I've been telling Howard, it's just like, I don't think I'm going to make it this week. I'm not liking my chances, and yeah.
Carlton Davis, they should kick him off the team because he's killing me right now. I was up by 30 against Joe DiBiase, the winner of this game is going to be in the playoffs. So frustrated. All right. Sorry. Didn't mean to lose my composure during the middle of our show. But 803-0551, 888-552-550. I got two open phone lines. We're talking about, and part of what the last caller had mentioned is his concern about this team's ability to win in games against good teams and them playing down to their talent. And I think I loved the first thing that he said. A win's a win, but. It's exactly how I feel about this game. A win's a win, but. And on that note, that's what we'll talk about when we come back. Tonight on WGR Sports Radio 550, Westwood One presents Bears at Packers. 8 p.m. Sunday Night Football, immediately following the Overtime Show, is brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. And by Armor Heat, do it right the first time. Going to take a quick timeout on the other side. We'll continue taking your phone calls and break down the Bills' 27-17 win over the Los Angeles Chargers here on the New Wave Energy Overtime Show, powered by New Wave Energy, your local energy provider.
Behind him, DeBasey going to throw it again to a man wide open. Gabriel Davis, touchdown! Touchdown, Buffalo! Cole Beasley to Gabriel Davis. How about that?
All right, everybody, welcome back to the New Wave Energy Overtime Show, powered by New Wave Energy, your local energy provider. Before we get you your game highlights, A quick reminder that tonight on WGR Sports Radio 550, Westwood One presents Bears at Packers, 8 p.m. Sunday Night Football on WGR, brought to you by New York's Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. All right, let's get you your three-game highlights, courtesy of our man Brayton Wilson here. So three-game highlights, and it's brought to you by the Stam Law Firm. Let our family protect your family. Visit stamlaw.com.
Josh Allen under center, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, sets up the throw. Looks, he's got a man wide open, gets it to him, touchdown. Dawson Knox, touchdown, Buffalo. Just like that, the Buffalo Bills are on the scoreboard. The snap, Josh Allen keeps it himself. Going to try to run to the corner of the end zone. He dives in, and is he in? Yes, touchdown, Buffalo. Josh Allen, a three-yard run. The snap. Herbert back to throw, looks, cocks his arm, fires down the middle, picked off, intercepted at the Buffalo 40-yard line by Tre'Davious White, and he is brought down there. He is brought down at the 33-yard line. Tre'Davious White makes a timely interception to snuff out the L.A. chance there.
Once again, those game highlights brought to you by the Stam Law Firm. Let our family protect your family. Visit stamlaw.com. Now for Eye on the Quarterback, which is brought to you by Great Lakes Building Systems. We keep an eye on your business so you don't have to. Great Lakes Building Systems, our business is protecting your business. For the Bills and Josh Allen, what a unique game for Allen, who ends the day 18 of 24. 157 yards, one touchdown, one interception, 32 yards on the ground, and a score. He also added a fumble in there today. So two total touchdowns that adds to his mark for the season. And Josh Allen continues to put together and piece together performances each and every week that help this team win football games. And that's obviously the important part of it all. But there is a certain point where he's going to have to continue to elevate his game and be more consistently, play more consistently at the elite level we've seen from him at times this season. So there's your Eye on the Quarterback. Let's go back to the phones where folks are waiting patiently, and let's go to John, who's in Clarence. John, you are on the Overtime Show. Welcome.
Go Bills. How you doing, Nathan?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I just moved back to Buffalo, New York after 20 years of being in Florida. It's good to see the Bills at 8-3.
Yeah, it certainly is. It certainly is. Anything else on today's game you got for me? What do you got?
Well, I mean, not specific to today's game, but it's a tough season. It's a very odd year. Every team, except for maybe the Jets, can beat any team anytime. I'd just love to hear just a tad bit more optimism from you.
Oh, listen, you know, at the end of the day,
up to win a game, and there's tough games and tough teams, and you know, let's focus less on the negative things, playing a perfect four quarters, and focus more on making the playoffs and bringing the Super Bowl back to Buffalo.
No doubt about it, John. And, you know, I would say that, generally speaking, I'm very optimistic. I'm very happy about the Bills being at 8-3. I guess what it ultimately comes down to is what you want from this season. Because when I look at this team, I see a tremendous opportunity. Like, their best opportunity in my lifetime to win the AFC. In my lifetime. And there's two teams, two really good football teams that stand directly in your way of that. And those teams, the way that you played today, the way that they played against Arizona, the way that they played against LA, the way that they played against the Jets, against the Dolphins, Do you see what I'm like? The list I'm creating here is fairly long. And what I'm saying is those performances are not going to cut it in the playoffs against Kansas City, against Pittsburgh. And that's the goal. It's to beat those teams. So while I'm in years past, 2 years ago, today, I am on cloud nine, loving every second of this. But it's a different time here in Buffalo now. There's different expectations with winning. And with an expectation of winning comes a bar that needs to be raised by everybody, not just the Overtime Show host, but by everyone. And all of us can continue to enjoy wins. I'll never tell you, and I'll never be on this show that and after a W, after a big win to get to their eighth of the season and say that I'm not happy about it. I'm incredibly happy. I'm grateful for every time the Bills win. All I want, and all I want all of you to want, is to have a more strict standard on what this team does and how they win football games, because there is a recipe in this league to winning football games in January against good football teams. And I don't think right now the Bills are putting enough black pepper in the recipe. They're not putting enough whatever, right? Like they're not seasoning the beef enough. And that's a great problem to have, right? We can all look at it and say it's a great problem to have. But in January, and this is where I want everyone's mindset to start transitioning to. It's football in January. That the 17 weeks that exist from September to December are there for one reason: to position yourself the best you can for the playoffs. Because now the playoffs are an expectation year in and year out from this organization. Boom. Awesome. That's freaking fantastic, because that is just not where I've been. It's not where anyone that's hanging out on hold. It's not where you've been, Nick. And being able to say each and every year when August flies around and you say, man, I wonder who the Bills are going to play in the playoffs this year, right? Like that's, we're there. This is 3 out of 4 years that they're going to likely make the playoffs. That's fantastic. I mean, they didn't go for 19 years or whatever. So, yeah, I'm excited. But when you go to the playoffs 3 out of 4 years and you don't have a win, you know, I'm going to say I want to win. And if I don't think that your recipe right now and how you're winning games against teams you should beat, and if I say that recipe and people agree, right, that recipe isn't going to beat Kansas City or Pittsburgh, that's not me being negative. That's just me being straight with all of you. Because why wouldn't I be straight with you guys on this show? That's what we do. We talk about the way that we feel about these football games. And how I feel is grateful for their win. And I think that should always go without saying. But that there is a level of how they did it that concerns me. And I don't view that as being negative, and maybe some of you think that that's negative. I'm certainly not trying to be negative. What I'm trying to do is lay down the groundwork for the holes that this offense has. And right now, it is the third quarter. After the first drive of the third quarter, I think what we can all agree on is it's not as bad as we're making it out to be. They tend to start the third quarter very good on their first drive, and then we don't hear from them again for a while, like we did today. We just didn't hear from them. And when you're up 10 in the NFL in the third quarter, that is like being up 1-0 with 35 minutes left to play in a hockey game. Like, that's not a good lead. That is just a one-goal lead. A 10-point lead in today's NFL in the third quarter can be erased in 2 plays. So it's just really important that we all understand what it's going to take to beat the Chiefs, because one team's done it. And that team today got absolutely bamboozled by a 3-win football team. So while I agree with everyone that it's a week-to-week league and crazy things can happen, if that's how you view the Bills' chances, right, is you just got to hope that it's a week-to-week league and that they get a couple of breaks, that's right, that's not where I'm trying to live, guys. I'm trying to live as the Bills are a better football team, or they're as good as the Steelers, or they're as good as the Chiefs. They're not right now, but they could be. And the better team won. Like, those are the types of games that I want to talk about. When the Bills clearly are the better team, they imposed their will, and they won. That didn't happen today. Right? Like, they basically gave the Chargers every opportunity. And if any other team than the Chargers, any other quarterback than Justin Herbert, who's not a rookie, and this is no knock on Herbert because I think he's going to be a hell of a player in this league, but you put Kyler Murray, because he did it the week prior, by the way, you put Ben Roethlisberger or Lamar Jackson or Ryan Tannehill, the Bills are going to lose this game today. They are going to lose this game today if there is a more competent coaching staff in place on the other sideline and a more experienced quarterback. Full stop. So while we can all enjoy the win, can we also acknowledge that this isn't a vacuum? That in a week-to-week league, you still have to be better than the other team to win, whether or not it's a week-to-week league. So it's just, there is a lot to this. There's levels to it, as my friend Kendrick Lamar would say. 803-0551, got one open space available for you if you want to give us a shout. Carl and Clarence, you're on the Overtime Show. Good to hear from you, Carl.
Oh, right back at you, kid. I had a lot to say, but I guess after your spiel, I'm just going to boil it down to what you just said. Unless we clean up some of these mistakes and whatnot, we will not be going very far into the playoffs. And that's all there is to it. We're beating the cheap teams, but when you start facing the playoff teams, it could go out quite quickly.
And, you know, at the end of the day, Carl, that's all I'm kind of saying, right? Like, as all I'm saying is, yes, it was a good win. And there's a difference between winning ugly and winning lucky. And I think the Bills won lucky today. I don't think they won ugly. Winning ugly means you win a 17-16 game and you ground it out and you grind out a win and you have the lead the whole time, but you figure out a way to win it. This today was, we gave the opponent the ball three times in seven plays and they didn't score off of it. That is way more luck than it is ugly, Carl, right?
Yeah. It's again, once you get to the playoffs, you're only playing good teams, great teams. And the way we're playing, we'll be going out early if we don't clean it up.
And that, you know, and I think too, to me, Carl, thanks for the call. Thanks for listening as always. I look at it and I say, all right. It's not about 10 years from now. And I get that. It's really not. It's about this week. It's about the next game. It's about this season, right? But when you do look ahead, and you can do this, and you can apply a style of play or a way a team is winning, and the trend right now, this is the trend. I'm just going to tell you what the Bills' trend is. It's to score points early, build a lead, and then stop doing things. Stop doing what got you that lead. You know what the Chiefs do when they're up 27-10 against the Buccaneers? They throw the ball down the field like that they're down 27-10 to the Bucs because they know that the Buccaneers at any time can turn it on and score 17 points very quickly. 27-10, Kansas City does not do what the Bills do. They don't go five straight drives and gain 33 yards and give the opponent a wide open door to come back in the football game. That is not what the best team in the league does. And I don't think you need to be Kansas City to be able to beat Kansas City. The Raiders proved that, but we're talking 10 out of 10s. We're talking 100 out of 100. If the Bills play the way that they did in the second half against the Chiefs, in the same second half performance that they had against the Cardinals, against the Rams, against the Jets, against the Dolphins, against the Raiders, against the Cardinals, against the Seahawks, see the trend? That's a trend. If they play the way they did in those games in the second half, 99 out of 100 times, they will lose to the Chiefs. So when I put it that way, I hope it makes more sense as to what I'm being critical about. I'm not being critical about the quarterback not being accurate. I'm not saying the Bills should reevaluate their head coach. I'm not saying the Bills don't have the guns to compete with Kansas City, because you know what? I think the Bills can compete with Kansas City. I think the Bills can beat. I think the Bills will beat Pittsburgh. But they won't beat Pittsburgh, and they can't keep up with Kansas City if they can't play a four-quarter game. And I'm not talking about perfection. I don't need Josh Allen to go 30 for 30. I don't need the offense to go 17 of 17 on third down. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you have to elevate your game, your efficiency, your ability to continue to stay on the field on offense and get off of it defensively. If you can't do those things, your chances of beating that Kansas City Chiefs team, my confidence in you beating that Kansas City Chiefs team goes down. And it should. It should bring everyone's confidence level down, at least a little bit. So in a vacuum, does it matter how they win? No, because in a vacuum, there's only a win or a loss, and there's no context to that. But that's not the world we live in. We don't live in a non-contextualized world. especially in football. There's so much nuance to football. And in this weird year, it is a super weird year. I will acknowledge that. That doesn't, to me, create a good enough excuse to tell me, well, the Bills will be fine if they keep playing the way that they... No, I don't think... I think that they'll win enough football games to be relevant, but they'll be the Browns. The Browns, right now, are not a team that are... They're the least threatening 8-win team I've maybe ever come across. They are paper tigers. Don't be the Browns. Be more like Pittsburgh. Be more like Kansas City. That's all I'm saying. Thanks for the call, Carl. Thanks for the call, Nick, earlier. I appreciate it. Let's go to Nick in Raleigh, North Carolina. Nick, you're on the Overtime Show. Welcome.
Hey, Nate. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
First, my pleasure.
I want to give a shout-out to all the Bills backers here in Raleigh. There's a ton of us over at Buffalo Brothers on Capitol Boulevard. So shout-out to them real quick. My question for you is this. If the Bills were to play at the level they played against, say, Seattle or the Rams in the first half there, if they were to be able to maintain that level, what do you think their ceiling is? Is it the AFC Championship? Is it winning the Super Bowl? What do you think is the absolute pinnacle? If this team is firing on all cylinders when we get into the playoffs, you know, I know today wasn't ideal, but, you know, when we get in, if we are firing, if everything is running smoothly, what do you think is the pinnacle there? What can we achieve if things are going well?
Nick, thank you for the question, because I think it perfectly leads me down the boulevard of why I'm the way that I am right now. Nick, if the Bills can play at full capacity, if they play a full four-quarter game on offense, defense, special teams, they get three phases. The Bills can play with and beat any team in the league. The Bills are part of what I believe are five championship contending teams. The Bills are in a Super Bowl window. And if the Bills can clean it up, become more efficient, get Kansas City on the right day, I think absolutely the Bills can go into Kansas City and beat Kansas City. I believe that. But they won't do that the way that they played today. That's just, that won't happen. You can't give the Kansas City Chiefs the ball three times in seven plays. You will win that game against Kansas City a whole zero times out of 100. You will never, ever beat Kansas City by turning the ball over three times, much less three times in seven plays. Won't happen. Will not happen. But if they played like they did in the first half of the Seahawks game, they 100% can beat the Kansas City Chiefs. And they 100% can be the AFC team that's represented in the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. 100%. Thanks for the call, Nick. 803-0550. I got three open phone lines for those that want to give us a shout and get your thoughts in from the Bills' 27-24 victory. I'm sorry, 27-17 victory over the Chargers. And so we'll continue taking your phone calls next. On the other side, we'll get to our Nextiva by Premcom, the official telephone systems provider of the Bills. So we'll get some texts and tweets in from you guys next for next segment. We'll also get you some locker room sounds. So all that's coming up next here. This is the New Wave Energy Overtime Show, powered by New Wave Energy, your local energy provider. Welcome back to the New Wave Energy Overtime Show here on WGR, powered by New Wave Energy, your local energy provider. Time now to connect with our fantasy fans. It's presented by Nextiva by Premcom, the official telephone systems provider of the Bills and Sabres. Power your business connection with Premcom. There was one tweet that stood out to me, I'm sorry, that I will read over the air here, and it's from, I don't even know how to say this guy's name on Twitter, but it's a good tweet, so I'll kind of reverb it for everyone here. He says, I don't understand how someone could watch the Chiefs do what they do, then watch the Bills play today's game and think, well, record's all that matters. You know, get out of here with that take, essentially. You know, I need style points if I'm feel a chance against them if you were to see them in the playoffs. And listen, I that's a take I agree with. And that's, I think, kind of, in a better way, what I was trying to say, right? Like, if you're a records only guy and you just put a team's record up side by side, then you might feel the Bills have a really good chance against just about any team in the league. And I think they do, but it's not because of their record. So I think that's a great point, because I think that's something that I think a lot of people are maybe not hearing me out about in that line of thinking, so to speak. So, to me, this is less about records and what a team's record is, and more about their actual capability of winning. And I think those are two very, very different things. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. I got three open phone lines for you to give us a shout here. I've got another segment to take your phone calls, so have at it. Give me a shout, 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Your numbers to call tomorrow on WGR Sports Radio 550, Buffalo Bills Football Monday, presented by Northwest Bank. Increasing the value of you. Howard and Jeremy break the game down with you in the morning. Then the Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio from 10 to noon. It's followed by One Bills Live with Chris Brown and Steve Tasker at noon. Shope and Bulldog at 3 p.m. featuring former Bill Eric Wood at 4. And then Monday Night Football. Westwood One presents Seahawks at Eagles. Buffalo Bills Football Monday all day tomorrow on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Another reminder to be sure to catch Sal Capaccio all season long as he takes you behind the scenes on Bills game day with Sal's All Access Facebook Live. It's on WGR's Facebook page. Brought to you by Losi and Ganji, Buffalo's workers' comp attorneys working hard for hardworking Western New Yorkers. Quick timeout, other side of taking more phone calls. You're going to hear from Josh Allen and from Sean McDermott. All that's coming up next here on the New Wave Energy Overtime Show, powered by New Wave Energy, your local energy provider.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.